Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, we want to shed the shackles of the past. Shackles are like chains. We want to leave behind those chains. Resentments, bitterness, unhappy memories, negativity. Okay, and move forward to positivity. Instead of negativity, positivity. Well, you know, it's really possible. Christ once said, whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. So there is such a thing as being set free indeed. So let's talk about that, shall we? Well, it's 2017, so we want to get started. Starting over, that's the theme of today's program. Starting over. Or starting over again, okay? Starting over or starting over again. There's nothing wrong with that. If you fall down one time, okay, well, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue on, okay? So starting over again, that's the theme of today's program. Let's take a call.
Hi, my name is Joseph, calling from Nitro, West Virginia. The question I had is that I became a born-again Christian back in September of 2013 at 33 years of life. And it was a few years after my father had passed away and a couple of members of my family that left me not only depressed, but just very bad things inside, you know, soul that was holding me down. And I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life. And I seemed to have fallen off track, which even my preacher, when he prayed over me and said, you know, Lord, help him become a new born again Christian, and know that he will stumble and fall when he does, help pick him up. And I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and I, of course, have tried not to, but I know that there are so many things trying to pull me to not only the evil, but the things that don't matter in this world. So my question really is how can I get back on track, and not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted? Thank you.
Thanks, Joseph. I appreciate your call. That's a very good question. How to start to do what you know in your heart that God wants you to do. Get back on the right track, but not just get back on the right track, as you said, but to do what you know in your heart God wants you to do. Well, let's talk about that. You know, a lot of us, look, throughout our life, like I said earlier, most of us have made starts at doing things, sometimes many times. You know, we gave up chocolate. I'm just going to give an example. We gave up chocolate, and then we were back on chocolate. Okay, and then we gave it up again, and we were back on it again, and we gave it up, and we're back on it. All right, well, here's the secret. Don't resent yourself. Don't resent what it is that you've fallen to. Don't resent seeing that you made a mistake, or don't resent seeing your own weakness. Okay? Don't resent anything. Just see it. Okay? Just see what it is that you'd rather not be doing, and know that there is something that you ought to be doing, and see that see your struggle, and realize that you can't save yourself, and just watch it. Stand back and watch without resentment. And we'll have more about this topic after this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. I wanted to tell you about my YouTube video lectures. I don't talk about them a lot on my radio program, but I really should. I have over 500 video lectures on YouTube about all kinds of topics, about starting over, about meditation, about dealing with stress, about how to get along better with your partner, about overcoming hurt feelings and resentment. Lots and lots of wonderful topics, and I think you should watch them because they're free and they're excellent. So if you want to learn more about some of the things that we talk about on this program, especially about meditation, conquering stress, and moving forward positively, then I really recommend that you watch my YouTube videos. You can check them out at SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. Welcome back. We're talking about starting over or starting over again, okay? And I had taken a call from Joseph, and I'd like to repeat the call again. It's only a minute long, but that way you can become refreshed on what the question was. And there's always new listeners that are joining in, so let's listen to the call again, please.
Hi, my name is Joseph, calling from Nitro, West Virginia. The question I had is that I became a born-again Christian back in September of 2013 at 33 years of life, and it was a few years after my father had passed away and a couple of members of my family that left me not only depressed but just very bad things inside, you know, soul that was holding me down. And I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track, which even my preacher, when he prayed over me and said, you know, Lord, help him become a new born again Christian, and know that he will stumble and fall when he does, help pick him up. And I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and I, of course, have tried not to, but I know that there are so many things trying to pull me to not only the evil, but the things that don't matter in this world. So my question really is how can I get back on track, and not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted? Thank you.
Yes, that's a good call from Joseph. And he says, how can I get back on track and not get distracted? And not just back on track, but how do I do what I know is right in my heart, what God wants me to do? What I know in my heart God wants me to do without getting distracted. Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, first of all, what I want you to see is that the problem most people make is that they struggle. They struggle with their own issues, okay? And the problem with that is that struggle, first of all, struggle locks you into the issue, locks you into it. Secondly, the egotistical struggle, okay, which is basically all we know how to do until you learn better, which is what I'm trying to impart to people here on this program so that they stop their struggling. Most people only know two ways. They know struggle and giving up. Struggle and giving up. Okay? But there's another way. There's a better way, a higher way. And it's learning to observe in God's light. See, the ego is faithless by nature. See, there's a long story. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden and the fall and ambition and lack of faith, okay? But you have to see that it's repeated in everybody's life, okay, until you find salvation from this wheel, this unhappy wheel of bad karma, okay? It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. So we're a fallen race. And as a fallen race, we're born, we don't have faith. We're concupiscent, we're inclined toward doing wrong. And all around us are temptations and distractions. You mentioned the word distraction. It's a very good word. Distraction. And what the distraction does is it pulls us into things. We get pulled into this and pulled into that and pulled into this and pulled into that. All these little things, whether it's texting or food or what somebody says or some music or... We begin to fall into everything. We're distracted by everything, and then we're even distracted by our thoughts. And then the struggle with your issue is another distraction. And the emotion, the anger, the resentment, the frustration, that's another distraction. It's just endless, endless. It's one trap after another that we fall into. So what you need to do is that you need to learn how to stand back. And the little meditation I have helps. If you need a little help with this, which most people do, you get the little meditation that's free. It's called the free meditation or the easy meditation. It teaches you how to stand back and observe thought. Take a mental step back, okay? And watch thought instead of falling into the thought. And then watch your emotions without falling into them. But the main thing you have to watch out for is resentment. Because resentment not only locks you into the issue, but it locks you into the struggle, okay? And when you struggle with things, you give them power. You actually give them power and they become stronger. They take your energy and use it against you. Whether we're talking about people or problems, issues, compulsions. So learn to stand back and observe, okay? In God's light. See, when you stand back and have just a little bit of faith, doesn't need a lot, just a little bit, enough faith to stand back and see that you can't solve your own issues. You've tried so many times, it doesn't work. Stand back and let God. Let go and let God, they say. And you do that in the now present by taking the mental step back and observing in God's light. Just watch and don't resent yourself. Don't resent your weakness. Don't resent the issue. Don't resent whoever got you started for this issue. Just watch it all. Let it pass, okay? And you'll discover that you begin to have a natural, effortless power over these issues that in the past loomed very large in your life. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the secure PayPal button. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And as I often say when I start the second half of the program, life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to stop struggling with your own issues and let go and let God. That's a very nice expression, you know, let go and let God, but most people don't know what it means. See, the ego always thinks that it has to make something happen. But remember Christ, he said of himself, he said, I can do nothing. Christ said, of myself, I can do nothing, he said. So if he said that, okay, then how much more we? So what you need is, God's light, which is ever present. Ever present, there's no problems that can't be solved in God's light. See, God's light takes care of it. I always have given this analogy many times, and I heard someone else give it. It's so excellent, an analogy, and that's if you get you go to your locker at the gym and get a musty old towel, and you go and hang it out on the clothesline in the beautiful warm sunlight, and couple of hours later, when you get that musty old tower, now it's fresh and clean. Fresh and clean. Somehow the sunlight magically, wonderfully, makes it all good. Well, God's light is that way. With God's light, you can see the proper path. You can see what not to do. You can see your own struggles. See? You can see your own error. You can watch your own error, but without reacting to what you see. See, most people don't know how to be aware without reacting. And the meditation helps you do that. So you can see the issue, see that you've struggled with it, stand back and observe it. See, not that you don't want to give in to it on the one hand. It's not that you want to give in to it or give up. But on the other hand, you see that struggling with it hasn't helped. So now you stand back and look at it objectively. Okay? And something magical happens. The light itself works upon it. Okay? Now, I'd like to continue just a little bit longer with the thought that I had earlier. We were talking about how to overcome messing up. He said, well, you know, about 3 years ago, he said he started on the Christian walk, and he felt real good about it, and excited about it, and happy about it, but he stumbles, okay, from time to time. And he wants to know how to deal with that. So that's what I've been talking about. And I said, you need objectivity so you can observe in God's light. Okay? And if you see yourself fall, then you just see yourself fall. And then you pick yourself up. Okay? Because we've all done that. We've stumbled and picked ourselves up in the past. But now, first of all, now you see that resenting it is not helpful. You see that resenting it is part of the struggle and part of the distraction and part of what weakens you and makes you later frustrated and want to give in. But the other thing is that if you could just learn the little meditation, begin to practice it a little bit every day, okay? Morning, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch, 5 minutes in the evening. And just practice it every day, learning to stand back and observe thought without falling into the thought, okay? If you could learn to do that, then you'd have objectivity, and then you would observe your problems, but now without struggling with them. And a wonderful, magical thing happens, and that is that God works. God, when you have just enough faith, just a tiny, tiny bit of faith to stand back and watch without trying to jump into the fray and roll up your sleeves and make something happen, which is what egos tend to do, then you're left with a need, okay? You're left with a need, okay? And you wonder what to do. You don't know what to do. You see that there's nothing you really can do, but it's a silent inquiry to God, okay? And then he answers, and the light takes care of it. The light solves so many problems. Not only does it nip problems in the bud, not only does it prevent problems, but it also solves problems. And then you will begin to gain faith when you see how, okay, when you see how things can be resolved of themselves without your having to do anything. It's magic, okay? It's magic. Let's listen to this little announcement, and then we'll be back. Take another call.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. You know, I promised that I would take another call, but I want to say one other thing. I want to say one other thing about Joseph's call, about starting on the spiritual walk, and then, you know, kind of messing up along the way and wanting to know how not to keep messing up. I want to say one other thing, and that is that a lot of people somewhere along the way, okay, often in an emotional moment, okay, have walked up to the front and said they wanted to change their life, and a lot of people have thought that they made a new start. They thought that they were born again, okay? And like I said, it's often in an emotional moment, often when they're hurting really bad, and then they hear the positive things being said, and they like what they hear, okay? But a lot of times it's an emotional thing, okay? Especially when we're kids or just young people, it's often an emotional thing. So for a while you feel better, you feel happy, you feel elated, okay? But then later it's the same old, same old. And so that can be very disappointing and disillusioning. And it can cause people a lot of problems because then they don't want to admit that it wasn't the real thing. Okay? So here's what to do. Here's what to do. Let's just say, how about if you just say, well, you know what? I think there must be something else that I need to add. Okay? So I started over, but I need to start over again. Okay? I need to start over again. And like I said, that's okay. It's okay to start over again. And it's okay to admit that somehow it wasn't the real thing. You wanted it to be, everybody wanted it to be, but maybe it wasn't, okay? So, this time what you do is you go about your life and do the best you can. You do the best you can as a husband, as a wife, as a partner, as a worker, a brother, a sister, neighbor. You do the best you can. You know, you try to be honest, fair, brave, and kind with people, and that sort of thing. And you go about your business, and you work, okay? And as you're doing that, you inquire of God. You silently have it as a question. You say, God, I'd like to get closer, and I feel like maybe it hasn't happened yet, but I'd like to, okay? And I need your help. You just kind of quietly say that to yourself. Because what you need is actually what the mystics, the Christian mystics, have found. I often have talked about and written about, I even have a book about this topic. You know, like Madame Guyon, or St. John of the Cross, or Miguel Molinos, Teresa of Avila, people like that, okay? François Fénelon, the great French spiritual writer. They found something. What did they find? They found what Moses found, what Enoch found, what Isaiah found, what Ruth found, what Paul found. They found the presence of God in their everyday life. They learned to live in God's presence. So that's what you need. That's what you need, okay, to make it all come true. The good that you've always wanted, that you've always yearned for, and that you know exists, okay, for it to come true, you have to have God's presence. You'll have to learn how to live in His presence, which He's there. He's everywhere. But you need to find His presence. And the way where you find it is in the present. When you get out of your thinking, out of your daydreams, out of your fantasies. See, most people, in today's day and age, see, the great patriarchs and, you know, people like Moses and Noah and such people, they didn't live in their imagination all the time. They lived in God's presence. And they heard the birds sing, and they walked with God, okay? Well, that's what you need to do. And I have to say that the little meditation that I have is very helpful in that regard. You need to find God's presence, okay? And get out of your thinking, because that's another distraction. Daydreams, worries, doubts, fears, planning and scheming for the future and reliving the past, those are all distractions, and they pull you away from the present. So learn to stand back and observe them without falling into them, and you'll have it made in the shade. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you know we have a listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a comment or a question. Tell me something about your issue, or tell me how you related to or liked something that you heard on the radio today. And the number to call, oh yes, call anytime. Leave your message. It'll be on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and then some of the calls might even find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. You can call right now if you like. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You know, when I make my YouTube videos now, I can see that I don't look so good. I'm right at 67 years old, okay? And so I'm not a young guy anymore. Well, you know what? I suddenly realized that's an advantage. Because being older, I have some wisdom and something I can share. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm hoping you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. And listen in again. You can listen anytime at our radio archives at SheddingShackles.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.